Sports, sports, and more sports. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Aiden Kaharski, and this is the Coach's Corner podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about something a little different. But first, a word from our sponsor. This podcast is sponsored by Gatorade. Whether it's sticking to the grind or getting those gains, Gatorade assures that greatness starts with G. Pick up some Gatorade at your local grocery store today. Something else that isn't talked about enough in sports is cultural appropriation. For today, we will cover only the Chicago Blackhawks. The Blackhawks are an organization in the NHL that were founded in 1926 and are still playing to this day. The name Blackhawks originates from an indigenous man named Blackhawk, who led his tribe to war in the Blackhawk War in 1832. They actually used to be named the Chicago Blackhawks, which may seem like a minor change, but in the grand scheme of things, this change was everything. Blackhawk is honored all over the United States in schools, hospitals, and even banks. It seems like changing the name is what caused the whole controversy. Naming a hockey team after him doesn't scream honoring to me. I wonder if this was really the right way to honor this man. Recently, sports teams have been changing their names due to racism against the indigenous people. These names were made 50 to 100 years ago, and back then there was no problem with the names, as there were so many other problems throughout the world. But now, since the residential schools no longer exist, and the government now actually sees them as people, the names in sports are becoming more of an issue, and rightfully so. Leagues with little to no indigenous players, with a team named after indigenous people, wouldn't make me happy either. Imagine a league without any Canadian or American players in it, and it was called the Canadians, or a Canuck, or a Yankee, which are all used to racially describe the two countries. Imagine if this was their name. Nothing about it is right. And if you ask me, fighting makes it a lot worse. I wonder why they can't just change their name. Why can't they have sympathy for all the indigenous people dealing with this trauma? Do they not realize that this is probably adding way more trauma? The Cleveland Guardians, once known as the Cleveland Indians, changed their name in 2021. Of course, this brought attention to all the other teams in major sports, including the Chicago Blackhawks. Instead of keeping quiet, the Blackhawks decided to release a statement saying they have no interest in changing their name. Here it is. We recognize there is a fine line between respect and disrespect, and we commend other teams for their willingness to engage in that conversation. Moving forward, we are committed to raising the bar even higher to expand awareness of Blackhawk and the important contributions of all Native American people. As you all heard and can probably tell, this statement is clearly not an apology or a plan of action. It's more of an excuse to not have to change their name. I wonder if anyone in the organization wants to change, or if it's really just one big man making all the decisions for everyone. Unlike the Blackhawks, most teams have recently decided to change their names, like the Washington Redskins, who are now known as the Washington Commanders, and of course, the Cleveland Indians, who are now known as the Cleveland Guardians. Which makes me wonder, why are the Blackhawks different? What makes them have no interest in changing their name? Is it racism? Or is there another reason? Realistically, all signs lead to the history of the team. The Blackhawks are one of the most popular teams across major sports leagues, always being a very successful franchise. What doesn't make sense is why in 1986 did everything change? Why did they change their name then? After everything that happened, it almost seems like the worst possible time. Some say it was to cover their tracks, and some say it's easier to pronounce and looks better. But why wait until everything that had happened to indigenous people and all the trauma they already had to deal with? Chicago Blackhawks logo has also changed many times over the years. Always the same idea, just seems like a different design. If anything, the logo has become more of a stereotype over the years. Also recently, the Blackhawks added a secondary logo with tomahawks, which just makes everything so much worse. I wonder if just changing the logo could benefit everyone. As then it may not be seen as an Indigenous team, but just more of a random name they came up with. Obviously the history will still be there, but it could change a lot. I spoke on the phone with a man the other day named Jordan Tutu. Jordan is a retired Indigenous NHL player who actually played for the Blackhawks. And his thoughts were, if they are doing it for a reason, then to me there is no problem. But if they just don't want to change it, then something needs to be done. At that point, it's for money, and nothing about that is right. Considering everything, I believe the Chicago Blackhawks are doing a very poor job at handling this kind of situation. They should at least consider changing, but of course, everything shows that they have no interest. I couldn't find anything about them having any interest in changing their name. It's nowhere to be found. It's also not talked about enough, which is why I'm talking about it today. Most people don't even know that this problem exists, so how are they supposed to understand how to fix it? Considering everything and all the trauma Indigenous people have gone through, the right thing to do seems like changing it. But I wonder if they ever will. I wonder what you guys think. I want you all to do some research of your own and let me know what you find. Let me know if you can find anything that leads to the fact that they may be interested in changing. If there's any way that anyone can help. There's any way that we can do anything. There's anything that we can do to just help the Indigenous people get through something like this, as throughout their whole life they've been doing it themselves. As always, thank you for listening, and I hope you learned a thing or two today, because I know I did. I'm Aiden Kaharski. And this is the Coach's Corner Podcast.